May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I think that there is no better way to end our season of Epiphany than the Transfiguration. And we know that Epiphany means the showing forth of Jesus. Also, we learn today how we're to learn about being in the presence of God, to recognize the presence of God. But before I just say a couple of words about Matthew, maybe it would be good to think about what Moses said, and also Matthew. What is a mountaintop experience that leads us to God? What does it mean to be on the mountaintop? Do we have to be on a mountaintop to have a mountaintop experience? Not really. It's more of a state of mind, and it's an intentional action. Basically, what that means is taking time to be alone with God. Taking time to just sit there or lie there, maybe stand there, but just taking time to be alone. Maybe if we are on the mountaintop, or maybe in our car, or maybe in our own backyard, maybe it's taking time to see the view, to see the wonder of God's creation, to see the beautiful world, even though it's been a little icy and snowy lately, but to see the beautiful world that God has given us. And in a way, we are in charge of it. We're to be good stewards of his world, which we kind of, in a way, we proved that last week. In fact, I should have said this morning that the Humane Society was overjoyed with the response our congregation gave them for the cats and the dogs. We were being good stewards of God's creation by doing that. When we do this, when we take our time to be alone, what else happens? We kind of take the time to calm down, to stop, to take away, and to not have any distractions in our lives. Nothing, you know, competing with us being and thinking about our God. Not being distressed in any way. Just sitting down and realizing that the presence of God is with us, and that God really will be with us when we are having good times, when we are having bad times. God is with us at all times. It's a time for us also to listen to God. How many times do we actually expect God to answer us? Instantly. We want our prayers answered instantly, like as if we were going to McDonald's or Wendy's. A mountaintop experience means we're going to sit, take time out, be intentional, listen, calm down, stop rushing, and then listening to the Lord our God. And then that's what Peter did. As Jesus took Peter and James and John up the mountain. But before that even happened, what does the gospel tell us? Peter acknowledged, he recognized, he said, previous to this experience, Jesus asked him, well, who am I? And Peter realized, you're the Christ, you're the Messiah, you're the Son of the living God. So as we recognize this, as we accept Jesus as our Savior, then we go for more than that. We go for listening to Jesus, wanting to know what he wants us to do for him in our world, and having a mountaintop experience alone with our Lord, listening, calming down, relaxing, regenerating ourselves so that we can be Jesus to the world. Now, what I like about this is Peter and James and John, they were on the right track, but God wanted to make it more specific. Really making it, or making the point that Jesus is number one, Jesus is best, Jesus is supreme. So what happens after Peter and James and John saw all that happened with the Transfiguration? Who was up there with Jesus? Moses and Elijah. Moses represented the Old Testament, the law, the commandments. That's what Moses represented. Elijah represented all the prophets. He was the best of all the prophets. But what did God want to really hit the point? That Jesus was supreme. But before that happened, they saw their Lord transfigured. And then Peter says to Jesus, he says, "Well, Lord, it was good that we were here. And if you want me to, I will make three booths. One for you, one for Moses, and then one for Elijah." And then what happened? A big cloud came over. What would a cloud do? It would take away all the distractions. But also it put a little fear in their hearts because they were afraid and they hit the ground. They were afraid. But then what happens? Jesus touches them and he says, "Get up. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. You're with me." And then they opened their eyes, they got up, and they looked around. And what was there? Only Jesus. And what did God tell them? Whoops, I lost my place. Wait a minute. Oh, darn.
This is my son.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to, yeah, I know. Okay, here it is. "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And that's what God wanted. He wanted to direct all the attention to Jesus. Not that the Old Testament was bad, not that the prophets were bad. That's all very needed. But what did God want to do? He wanted to draw all the attention to our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is who we are supposed to listen to. So as we learn this, we can take time, relax, learn how to calm down, learn how to listen to the Lord, and realize that Jesus is supreme. He is who we are supposed to follow. Jesus is who we are supposed to imitate. And Jesus is who we are supposed to love above all else. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time together. Thank you for Mark pointing out what God said. I thank you for the love that all of us have for one another, and especially because that love comes from you, because we have learned how to love through you. We all thank you for the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we ask that you be with us as we enter the season of Lent and reflect on our relationship, all that we do, all that we say, all that we think, and also all that we feel through being present with you and you with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.